This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Happy New Year. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm here together with
Christine Wong.
Happy New Year to you, Christine.
Happy New Year.
You know, Christine, did we get to see each other physically at all in 2021?
No, we didn't.
We didn't. Okay.
Not
even from afar. So, you know, my goal for 2022 is to be able to see you, hopefully.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Anyway, we're starting the year talking about one of our favorite topics, which is about retail trends, right? And this is a story that came out of Forbes. We're also asking this question.
Yes, so we are asking you at home, what retail trend are you most looking forward to in 2022? You can let us know on Twitter. We've got a couple options there. BNPL or Buy Now, Pay Later, live streaming, sustainable fashion, or other. And do tell us what. You can get us on Twitter at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp in your answer at 018-789-8899.
Right. Okay, so this is an article, as I was saying, that came up from Forbes. And of course, the pandemic has continued to accelerate trends seen across the retail industry, several of which will continue to have a profound impact in this year. So we're taking a look at the Forbes predictions for the retail sector this year and speak to digital experience experts from Adobe about evolving customer expectations in this modern retail experience. So for many in the retail industry, 2021 was harder than 2020. Mm. We didn't think it was possible, but yes. with major shifts in consumer spending on a regular basis and a growing fatigue with managing the impact of the problem of the pandemic, 2021 was another year most were not happy to put in their rearview mirror. So looking ahead to 2022, much remains uncertain. 2021 ended with the specter of a rapidly spreading variant causing disruption once again. And regardless of the uncertainty, the pandemic has continued to accelerate trends seen across the retail industry, several of which will continue to have a profound impact in 2022, according to Forbes.
Yeah, so the first trend is conscious consumers and the environment. And of course, conscious consumerism, which has been reshaping consumer behavior for several years, is continuing to be a force to be reckoned with. From environmental concerns to a desire to see better representation in the products that are sold, the consumer in 2022 expects the businesses that they buy from to be doing better. Now, research by Boston Consulting Group reveals that 90% of customers are more concerned about sustainability than ever before. In the UK, 41% of Brits recognize that recyclable choices and sustainable packaging influence their buying decisions, and 70% are willing to pay a price premium of 5% for sustainable products. As customers increasingly opt for eco-friendlier products, retailers have been encouraged to make sustainability a real priority. Now, the onus in 2022 will be on brands and retailers not just talking about their green credentials, but convincing the customer that their efforts are genuine. Research from the Chartered Institute of Marketing shows that 63% of customers say they would like brands to be more vocal about their sustainability plans, but remain skeptical about their authenticity.
A growing awareness of the finite nature of virgin materials and the important role the circular economy will play in minimizing the environmental impact of retail has fueled the resale market. So Etsy's purchase of Depop and Farfetch's entry into the resale market are just two examples of how established retailers are looking to leverage this trend. Research from ThredUp suggests that the global market for fashion resale will double to $77 billion by 2025, with growth rates expected to be 11 times that of traditional clothing retail. With the proliferation of new platforms springing up to take advantage of this trend, resale will no doubt show huge growth in 2022 in fashion, but also other areas such as homeware or electronics. So it's very interesting. So the customer in 2022 will want to see businesses be regenerative. They'll expect to see thoughtful, inclusive products that meet the sustainability criteria, backed up by transparency and rigorous adherence to a code of ethics that convince them that the business they buy from are doing more good than harm.
And of course, after a record year for online shopping in 2021, social shopping, the fastest growing area of e-commerce, will be shaping how and where we shop in 2022. Experts expect to see any platform with an audience start to monetize that platform through commerce and shoppable content. At the forefront of shoppable content is live streaming, which is the ability to instantly purchase a featured product on a live stream video. Shopify, who have partnered with TikTok to enable merchants to sell live, believe that this trend will show huge growth over the next 12 months. And live streaming is already a quickly growing market, projected to reach nearly $224 billion by 2028. From August to October 2021, the number of people installing live selling apps jumped by 40% compared to the previous 3 months. Shopify calls the technology not just a sales channel, but an extremely useful way for brands to connect with consumers as the line between shopping and entertainment blurs.
You know, and I just think this is just, you know how home shopping, right? TV home shopping is very, it's just that the platform has changed. But I think the concept is the same, right? The concept is the same. Technology has changed, that sort of thing. Another one is hybrid retail. So for many years, retailers have been gaining a more sophisticated understanding of the customer buying journey and how it crosses from online to offline, sometimes several times before a purchase is made. So this has underlined the need for truly hybrid retail being adapted by large and small retailers alike. So according to the British Independent Retailers Associations, they're seeing more of the smaller retailers develop hybrid retail models, making better use of opportunity provided by the internet to complement their physical store. An omnichannel strategy might come into live via in-store shopping appointments to elevate the consumer experience, accessing a customer's online sales history to offer in-store discounts, or arming sales associates with customer order history so they can share personalized recommendations. So in today's commerce landscape, the in-store has become a sales channel, but pairs with Instagram, TikTok, or the online store. So not just retailers benefit from embracing this hybrid model. The customer in 2022 is increasingly wanting to shop this way. So BCG claims consumers are opting for hybrid shopping rather than strictly online, with 48% of people preferring hybrid shopping compared to 39% this time in 2020. So that's about 10% increase.
Yeah, and hybrid retail simply makes sense as footfall continues to fluctuate due to COVID restrictions and concerns. So shedding the siloed approach and the us versus them mentality of online versus offline is a huge opportunity for retailers. However, building an entirely hybrid model isn't without its demands. Technology underpins hybrid retail, but in order to flourish, customers need to be 100% confident that the thing they want is definitely available nearby. So this means surfacing their live in-store stock on Google, on Facebook, and on many of the other social networks that we will see launch local commerce offerings in 2022. So for retailers, focusing on how to deliver a seamless, integrated, and stress-free experience to their customer as they move from the digital world to the physical and back again has got to be a top priority for 2022.
Right. Then we have loyalty as a new front frontier for growth. With the rising cost of acquiring new customers, loyalty will become the new frontier for growth, whether that's focusing on reputation management, allowing customers more flexibility to manage their finances through offering a range of payment options, such as the BNPL, buy now, pay later, or tapping into a growing desire to shop local. Retailers will need to be laser focused on retaining existing customers as we move into 2022. The hyper local trend is also something that's here to stay. So during the pandemic, British retailers saw local stock lookups, shoppers going and like to check stock in local physical stores, go up to more than four times their pre-pandemic levels. So that level is still holding. So tapping into the power of local to drive loyalty, as well as looking at other ways to strengthen relationships with existing customers, will be crucial as retailers look to ride out the waves of change in the year ahead.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is consumer spending will tighten in 2022 because the new year has begun. There's a high degree of uncertainty and challenges ahead. So top of that list, rising costs coupled with consumer caution. So retailers need to anticipate and plan for rising prices with clear customer communications to instill people with confidence. Experts say concerns around inflation and consumer spending have been brewing over the last 12 months. And while we must remain cautious, we know there's a range of factors that are driving prices up in the short term. While we can remain cautiously optimistic that consumer sentiment and shopping appetite are returning, the retail industry still faces a tough challenge ahead. Ultimately, individual retailers always need to give a strong reason for consumers to buy, and that will be particularly true as they compete with the return of eating out, entertainment, and travel.
Okay, now looking at the trends, what stood out for you, Chris?
Honestly, I mean, I think that cautiousness is the main thing that stands out to me, because I think, you know, at the end of 2020, you know, there was this this optimism, like, okay, you know, we're almost out of this and we'll start afresh. And surely the pandemic can't continue for a whole another 365 days. And I think, you know, I mean, that was that, you know, hope of, maybe more retail outlets will open, maybe more opportunities will be there. But I think now we've all sort of, not to say learned our lesson, but, you know, there's that element of, you know, let's not quite count all our chickens before they hatch.
Right. And I think what stood out for me was sustainability and resale, right? And that was like, wow, I don't know if that's really come to Malaysia yet. Would you put Carousell in that area? I don't know whether that trend will pick up here yet. So, but it's interesting to see what's happening around the world and see what will take on here, right?
Definitely. I mean, here, in terms of resale, I know that the fashion industry has actually had quite a few leaps and bounds there. There are a lot of thrift or sort of, you know, what's the term? Previously
pre-loved,
pre-loved, yeah. You know, items that are being for sold at the moment locally, but not so much for other industries, I don't think yet.
Right. So you know, but interesting. They say that you'll go into homeware and electronics. So you know, we'll see. I can also see like how often do you use certain things, right? You used a drill once, maybe you just moved in and it's like, wow, you know, do I need this drill, right? Or can I rent it? Okay, that's another concept that didn't really take off here. Let's have a quick look at the poll results for now. What's it saying?
Right. So at the moment, leading the pack is sustainable fashion at 68.4%, followed by live streaming at 17.5%, BNPL at 10.5%, and other tell us what at 3.5%.
Right. Okay. So nothing on WhatsApp. So you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. And of course, you can let us know via Twitter at BFM Radio. In just a moment, we'll be speaking with Simon Dale, Managing Director of Adobe in Southeast Asia, about the evolving and heightened customer expectations towards the retail industry, the challenges and opportunities in retail marketing, and what the future of retail will look like in Southeast Asia and beyond, so, you know, coming closer to home. Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu together with Christine Wong. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you've just joined us, we're talking about retail trends for 2022. We have a question on Twitter, and that question is, Christine,
what retail trend are you most looking forward to in 2022? And so on Twitter now, we've got sustainable fashion leading the pack at 66.7%, live streaming at 18.3%, BNPL at 10%, which is buy now, pay later, and other tell us what at 5%. And yet, no one is telling us what, which you can do on Twitter at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Thank you. So the rapid rise of e-commerce in Southeast Asia, coupled with a steady march towards an abandonment of third-party cookies, now represents an opportunity for marketeers and brand owners to redefine the modern relationship between customer and brand. After all, retail marketing is all about creating experiences with customers, not just advertising to them. So as a digital experience company, Adobe has long been key leader and advocate in helping retail adapt to the evolving customer expectations while still maintaining a relationship where both parties benefit without compromising their modern retail experience. So we have on the line with us right now, Simon Dale, Managing Director of Adobe in Southeast Asia. Happy New Year to you, Simon. Simon, plenty has happened over the last 2 years in the retail scene. Thanks to the pandemic, there's been this rapid acceleration of e-commerce. The retail landscape has changed. And with this, the relationship between brands and consumers. So how does Adobe define the modern relationship between customer and brand today?
Well, we always look at it from the two dimensions of both the consumer and the business who's trying to provide the service, right? And we can't forget that bricks and mortar has been around for a very long time. And before the pandemic, e-commerce was seen by consumers as somewhere you went for high price items like electronics or booking meal experiences or maybe travel, right? Obviously, through COVID, it's suddenly accelerated and e-commerce is applicable everywhere. And people are like, well, I kind of have to go to e-commerce now as my default. And so people have more accepted that's the place they go to first. But bricks and mortar still exists, right? So if we look at the Department of Statistics in Malaysia, they've said that e-commerce has grown about 32% year on year across all sectors, right? And if we look at the business perspective, so two things that businesses are starting to realize differentiate themselves when they're really launching e-commerce or going deep into e-commerce, targeting the right consumers. First of all is personalization. And we've talked about this before. Adobe's done studies where empathy, really understanding your customers, is important. And you can also call that personalization because you want to show them that you understand them and give them that personalized experience. Now, part of that is the collection of data of information about that consumer, so you can understand them better in an electronic world. And so privacy is really important as well. Taking care of that data and using it for the right purposes ethically to serve that customer is also a big dimension for businesses now.
Mm-hmm. Now, seeing that almost every Southeast Asian country lived through prolonged lockdowns, how has this impacted the behaviors and expectations that customers have for retailers today?
Well, I think it's a shift in consumer behavior that e-commerce is more accepted by all generations now. Perhaps before it was the younger generation who were more comfortable with it. We found that the older generation is now more comfortable to go, yeah, I'm going to order my groceries online, or I'm going to go and use e-commerce on a device that is suitable for me, just like the younger generation has done for a long time. And we've definitely seen an acceleration of brands going into e-commerce in a serious way. And what I mean by that is, rather than placing their products or services on a marketplace where they don't control that user experience, they're investing in their direct-to-consumer implementation of e-commerce solutions. And also not just B2C brands, but those business-to-business ones as well, looking to influence and also get access to their business customers through e-commerce, not just consumers.
Right, B2B and B2C. So Simon, with the shift in customer behavior, what are some observations, trends that you've seen among retail marketers in Southeast Asia in the way that they deliver highly personalized experiences to their customers?
Yep, we can. So if you look at companies like Quartz, for example, so Quartz are a well-known brand across the region, and a few, not too long ago, just before COVID, they decided to do a revamp of all their stores. And they thought, well, as part of this revamp, we should also have an e-commerce strategy. And they really went big on that as well. And we helped them with Adobe Commerce to do that transition to launch those stores. And it's really paid off for them, because as well as doing the revamp and sort of, you know, adjusting their brand a little bit and getting that into a modern kind of view for them and all the foundations of why you would do that, then that online presence also paid off massively for them, because it's allowed them to provide that hybrid experience to the customers where they prefer it. Another example on that path with some of our customers as well is when you're looking at the different markets. In Singapore, people are preferring to pay with credit cards, for example. That's their preferred method of payment. But in Malaysia, it's different. They might want to pay with bank transfers or something like that. Yeah. And then, of course, you've got all of the different payment options that are coming up. So we're starting to see retailers also thinking that personalization doesn't just mean a nice experience when you're using the app or the website. It's actually the services that you want to use when you're paying, when you're fulfilling, all this kind of stuff, giving people a choice, particularly by their local market, which we know in Southeast Asia is super important.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So as the region continues to transform into a digital first society, are there any specific challenges that retail marketers must overcome to deliver better experiences to new and existing customers?
Yeah, the major thing we see right now is the world of cookies. And of course, we're not talking about food. We're talking about this technology cookie, which has been around for a long time. But if your listeners are not familiar with it, it's a piece of technology which has allowed the web to function and to be able to kind of give you a personalized experience, but also allowed anyone on the web to track your activity, to capture data on you. And because of that nature of that technology, people have rightly grown concerned around the data that's captured, the way it's used, the privacy, all this kind of stuff. And so there's a move away from cookies. And so brands that are serious about this space of continuing to understand their customer and do this personalization are moving to something we call first party data, which is where they're saying, hey, you know, I'd like to collect data on you. This is why we're seeing a lot more permissions when people are using these services. Please, can I collect that data so that in order I can serve you better, right? So it's a trust-based relationship, and there's a lot of investment in that technology to capture that data, to keep it secure, and only use it for the purposes to serve the customer in a personalized way.
And what does this mean for the future of retail in Southeast Asia, and how should marketers keep up with these changes?
Well, I think both it's an understanding of this data issue that I've talked about. Really, what do you do for your first party data and how do you think long term about that? Because it's going to be an ongoing battle to use that data most effectively to serve the customers and create that personalized experience. People need to think about personalization beyond just the channel, but how is the whole customer journey? And we talk a lot about this at Adobe in terms of, are you trying to just get people to come to your site, or once you have people that you know on your site, are you trying to get them to buy more products and services, or just provide them more information so their loyalty remains? We also see a big shift to brands investing a lot in loyalty programs to be able to keep customers engaged, even if they're not ready to buy yet, but they'll have a reason to in the future and keep that brand familiarity. So those are the big dimensions that we see in the trends that people are investing in and starting to really pay off.
Now, before we let you go, Simon, could you give us a peek into what Adobe has cooking under the hood? What is Adobe looking forward to most in 2022?
Well, we've just had a couple of big events where we announced a lot of things, and there's some really interesting stuff on our creative side of the business. We're seeing more and more of the benefits of our Adobe Sensei, which is our artificial intelligence engine, coming in to help people to create really nice digital experiences more quickly. And we have some great influencers who create some great content out in Malaysia, as well as Thailand and Singapore. And then what we're also seeing is, because brands are moving more to digital, there's a bigger demand for digital content to be able to make that digital experience look good, feel good. And so we've invested a lot in the collaboration around creating digital content and getting it to the right place, because there's a lot more people involved. Before, it might just have been someone in the marketing department talking to someone in an agency. But now business leaders are involved in this across the whole business. As I said, B2C and B2B, everyone's getting into what does digital experience mean. So we're really opening up to be able to allow organizations to manage the workflow of creativity into that digital experience at scale.
Right. Simon Dale, Managing Director of Adobe in Southeast Asia. When I was listening to what he was saying and how, you know, how this is not just B2C and B2B, right? And that whole experience. And, you know, it's going to be part and parcel of business. I think one of these days, we just have to drop the word E, right? It's commerce, right? Because if you don't have the E in your business, you can't run a business.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely agree with you there.
All right. So anyway, that we've been talking about future retail trends for 2022. I'm sure, you know, we'll get other stories and updates along the year. But let's have a look at the poll results, Chris.
All right. So the poll results, we still have sustainable fashion leading at 66.7%. So that's pretty exciting. Right. Live streaming at 18.3%. BNPL, buy now, pay later, at 10%. And other, tell us what, at 5%.
All right. And of course, you know, if you've missed part of this interview, you can always go to our website, listen to the podcast, or download it over our app. And I'll be back again tomorrow with Arvind Yuvaraj. You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.